Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This week, we welcome local artist turned curator, Alyssa Johnson. She joins Radio Gallery to talk about the show Impermanently Content up through January 4th at the Prove Gallery in Duluth.
My name is Alyssa Johnson. I am a painter and a drawer at the College of St. Scholastica, and I am curating my own show at the Prove Gallery on Lake Avenue. It's a collaborative group show, so I came up with the idea, and then I collected art through a call for art that I posted online and at various stations, and then collected all of the art, and we chose it. It's called Impermanently Content, and it opens on Friday, December 11th, and the show direction is really talking about the shifting status of contentment and kind of the effect that that has on our lives as humans. I came up with the idea because I was tossing around some ideas that had to do with my personal life, and through the years, my family has moved a lot, and it wasn't a result of financial obligations or we wanted a new area. It was purely, to me at least, it was purely because my father kind of was incontent with his life and wanted something new every 3 years. And so we would move to a new house, live there, move to a smaller house, move to a bigger house, move to a house with lots of woods, move to a house in town. So it was just kind of like he always wanted something new. And to me, it was really heart-wrenching and really hard to live through because it kind of created this feeling of impermanence with everything that I do and everybody who I know. So that's kind of what led the show. It's not just about moving homes and buying new trucks and all this stuff. It's with everything that we do, new jobs, new friends, wanting to push further with your art practices even. It's just everything that you do, going for a new degree. So I just felt like it was something universal that we could all talk about. And I think it actually helps out a lot that we're doing it near the Christmas season because it's a really big topic of not wanting more than what you have. And it was really cool to see the works that were submitted. I didn't really have an idea of what we were going to get. So the day that all the submissions were due, we looked through them, and there was definitely a big theme. A lot of them have to do with cycles. And then because this is such a human condition, a lot of them are portraits or some kind of reflection of human nature. So there's a lot of visuals of human anatomy and things like that, and then just like tying it into cycles of life. And it turned out a lot better than I thought it would, and I'm really, really excited for what has come. So
talk about putting a show together.
It has been a roller coaster. It was really, really daunting to come up with the idea. It took me months to finally nail what I actually wanted to talk about and if I wanted to collect art from people or if I wanted to choose the artists. And eventually I just chose that I wanted it to be random people who wanted to be in a show and wanted to talk about the topic that I wanted to. And since then, it's kind of been a lot easier than I thought it would be. I do have work on the show. I have two pieces, one called Foundations, which is actually a visual representation of all of the homes that I've lived in. So the story that kind of fed this theme, and they are layered in a way that they build one home, because to me, home is just so much more than the place that you live. It's the memories that you have and the people who you share it with. And so I combined all of the houses that I've lived in into one structure. And so that one's called Foundations. And then I have another one called Sticks and Stones, and it's a portrait of myself kind of surrounded by the words that I've heard, both negative and positive, and then you can't actually read the words, but they're there just as like a foundation, like framework for who I am. So that one's a more metaphorical piece tied to the show.
Alyssa Johnson, talking about the show at Prove Gallery, Impermanently Content. The Prove Gallery is open 3 to 7 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, and by appointment. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, Ian Ducharme, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.